boxes on the hillside.
Hi, Steve Pomerantz here, host of On the Money with today's On the Money Extra, where we feature market updates and insights as well as guest interviews with noted financial experts to help you stay informed and learn the facts to make the right decisions about money. So let's get started. It's time for Real Estate Roundup. This is the time every single week we get together with noted real estate agent Terry Story. Terry is a 25-year veteran with Coldwell Banker located in sunny Boca Raton, Florida. Welcome back to the show, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
So I want to start off, you know, my favorite segments are always the Terry Story Real Estate Survival Guide. And here's one, three questions to ask yourself before buying a home. What are
they? Sure. And these are important questions. The first one is, why are you buying a home in the first place? Forget about, you know, finances for a minute. Think about the non-financial benefits of owning a home. You know, some of the surveys when they ask people why they're looking to buy a home, some will say it's a good place to raise a family, good education, they feel safe in the area, more space for their family, and the fact that they can control that space.
Yeah. Quality of life issues.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So it should not be strictly a financial reason why you're looking to buy a house.
Right.
You know, look at this and see if you can answer these questions. And does it make sense? Does it line up? The next thing you have to look into, Steve, is where are the home values headed? And based on an interview or, I guess, a panel from Pulsonomics survey nationwide, they're saying that prices are going to go up over the next 5 years, according to all these experts. They're predicting, Steve, home values will appreciate 4.4% in 2015. And then by 2019, collectively, they're looking at an appreciation of 19%. So markets going up, certainly that would be a reason to move forward.
Well, let me say something there. So because people are leveraging their homes, they're putting a certain percentage down and borrowing the rest, it would be nice not to buy in a declining price environment because, again, maybe you'll get caught in a negative equity situation. Not that anybody can really foretell the future, but if we are in a trending marketplace where prices are rising, especially if they're rising in a reasonable fashion and it's not an overheated bubble type market, that would be a good positive time to consider buying.
Absolutely. And then, you know, you have to take a look at where are the mortgage interest rates headed? And this is your what we call your long-term cost, because for the most part, mortgages are fixed rates. They're coming out with all different kinds of mortgages now again. But for the most part, they're fixed rates. And the way that the mortgages are right now, they're very low. So if you take a look at all those three reasons, and if everything looks good and you answer positively to these questions, then certainly you should be out there taking advantage of the marketplace and purchasing a new home.
You provided me with a chart that looks at the difference between principal and interest payments based upon basically a 1% rise in interest rates. Actually, let's see what it says here. This is based on a 30-year mortgage. Rates go from 3.7 to 4.7%, and home prices appreciate 4.4%. So on today's mortgage amount of $100,000, should rates go up 1%, then the monthly P&I increase is $81.18. Take us through a few more of these.
Yeah, sure. If you take that to, say, $300,000, you know, 81 doesn't seem so bad, but you take it to a $300,000 mortgage, you're looking at $243, and that's additional amount.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's a lot of money
over
time.
That's a lot of money. I mean, that takes a bite out of your budget.
Absolutely. And then you start looking at, say, a $700,000, that's $568 more in addition a month.
Wow. Yeah.
And then you take it all the way up to $1,000,000, you're looking at $811. Yeah. I guess if you're going over $1,000,000+,
you probably don't care.
Afford it anyway.
Either that or you're just so in debt that you're just leaving the rest to the universe to figure
That's
out.
That's right.
Or the courts, whatever. Really, the bottom line here, though, is that we don't know that interest rates are actually going to rise. So we don't want to scare our listeners here. Right now, there's talk about the Fed raising what in effect would be short-term interest rates, but that doesn't really affect the rates on 30-year mortgages. So right now, the rates on 10-year bond, which is what affects 30-year mortgages the most, that's been pretty stable, but it's been kind of in a downward trend. So this is just in case rates start to go up, it's better to buy and lock in as early as you can. And I can just tell you, from being in the investment world for all this long. I mean, if you can get a mortgage of 3.7%, take it day and night. I don't care if you're Warren Buffett. That's good money. You can use other people's money and invest the difference, and you'll, I think you'll be okay.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah. All right. So let's move on here. Let's talk about selling your home and trying to price it right. I know you are an expert in this. So what rules should I follow if I'm getting ready to sell my home and I need to find a price? First of all, how much does the real estate agent help in a situation like this?
You know, they help out tremendously, because if you're dealing with an agent who's very familiar with the area, they've been in homes that are currently under contract. They know what they looked like. They don't necessarily know what they're going to sell for, but they have a real good sense of where the market is. They actually have a better sense than, say, an appraiser, because they're currently in homes that are under contract or just recently sold. But really what's important in all of this, Steve, is this is a big challenge for the real estate professionals. The values of homes are rising, and it is difficult for, you know, for professionals to try to price it right. But what's really important understanding is there is no correcting pricing it wrong from the get-go.
There is
no
later.
There's no do-overs. There's no second chance.
There's no later, because...
There's no later.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to get it right the first time.
And
if
why?
If you don't get it right the first time, you can make some adjustments, but really the goal is to come out of the box with the right number.
I think there was a study that basically showed that those people that did price too high actually ended up selling much lower than the price they would have got had they priced it correctly.
That's right. And, you know, some of the sellers will say, well, don't we have to build room to negotiate?
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about that.
Yeah,
what's,
you know,
the answer to that?
No, you don't. Think about it. If you put your home at 425 and the right number is 400 with the idea of there's room to negotiate, you know, look at it this way. If you priced it at 400, wouldn't it be better to receive multiple offers than it is to just maybe receive one offer? Because if you have multiple offers, you're potentially putting people in a bidding war. And anytime you have more than one offer, you know you're getting your highest and best price possible.
Yeah.
At that 425 mark, Steve, just the way that the computer systems work and the way people do their home searches, if somebody can only go to 400, they're not even going to look at your home at 425.
Yeah.
You'll end up realistically in a better situation if it's priced right, less room to negotiate, potentially creating a multiple offer situation, which works out better for the seller.
So that's one of those great myths about putting in some room for negotiating. Actually, the way modern technology works and the search thing works, it's better to be right on the money rather than above the price, because you'll get, hopefully you'll get more people interested, start a bidding war, and therefore even get a better price than you expected.
Absolutely. And I see it time and time again. I'll give you a perfect example. I put a home on the market for $525. It was so right on the money. I ended up with four offers at $550.
Wow. Unfortunately, we're out of time. I love this topic. My guest, as always, is Terry Story. Terry is a 25-year veteran with Coldwell Banker, located in Boca Raton, Florida. And she can be found at terrystory.com. Thanks, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
You're listening to On the Money with certified financial planner Steve Pomerantz. If you'd like information about guests, topics, or anything you hear on this program, call 866-MONEY01 or visit the show's website at onthemoneyradio.org.